How would we tie the feast of St. Faustina, blessed Francis Xavier Silos, as well as all the readings today? As I pray about them, one word come to mind. The word is conversion. In the first reading today from the book of Nehemiah, we see that when people return back, we've resumed that when they were in exile, they kept the law, they were faithful. But we sometimes forget that we, even in 2023, many times we have become a very forgetful people. The law have to be reminded. The law have to be instilled upon us. The law have to be refreshed so that we can remember the law of the Lord and return back to Him. So conversion of heart is what is important. And the trust in the Lord is what is important. That the Lord sent out all His disciples today to prepare the way. And I think this is the one thing we must learn nowadays, my brothers and sisters. Jesus said, if they do not welcome you, it's okay. Shake it off. Many times we don't know how to shake it off. We take it too personally, like that people need to hear this. People need to change as if it's dependent on us. We don't know how to shake things off. We don't know that ultimately we can only plant seeds of faith. And it's up to the Lord in His timing, in His providence, in His goodness to bring the harvest to abundance. We are the laborers, not the master. Oftentimes, we have made ourselves into master, that we expect things our way instead of remembering our role as laborers in the Lord's vineyard. So, my brothers and sisters, we must not lose faith, lose hope, or lose charity for our brothers and sisters when things don't go our way. When we think that we have worked so hard for the kingdom and there's not enough response. We must learn to shake things off and allow the Lord to work in His own timing, His own providence. Which leads me toward the two saints we celebrate today. Faustina lived throughout the Great Wars. She's witnessed a lot of violence. That's what's going on. And even in her own vision, she had to beg God for His mercy because of the wickedness of humanity. Lord, have mercy on the world. Have mercy on our soul. The message of divine mercy is the message of reliance on God. Have mercy on us and of the whole world. We must seek God's mercy so that we can become merciful toward others. That this divine mercy, we first receive it because we're not worthy. So that in the midst of everything that goes wrong, we seek God's mercy so that we can become merciful toward others. And lead them toward a conversion of heart as well. Blessed Francis Xavier Silos, if you don't know about him, read up on him. I know a little bit about him when I was a Redemptorist. He became a Redemptorist and he was sent to America. And he was a confrere of St. John Neumann, working out in Pittsburgh. In the beginning, and he was sent to preach parish missions to both German-speaking and English-speaking communities. He was sent to the immigrants at that time. He was sent to people who left their hometown and perhaps left their way of life behind, called them toward a greater conversion of heart. Redemptorists, our, well, I can't call them our anymore since I'm no longer a Redemptorist, but the motto of the Congregation for the Most Holy Redeemer is, with him is plentiful redemption. Psalm 139. With God is plentiful redemption. We must reach that. Bring people back to him so that they can receive that joy, that conversion of heart, that redemption found in him. So, when I pray about all these readings as well, our two saints today, that's what the message that came to mind. The message of conversion, the message of divine mercy, the message of humility, the message of love, and we must learn to shake things off and allow God to be God.